Hi, everybody. Welcome to day 8 of 40 Days in the Word devotionals. I want you to grab a Bible and turn to Psalm 119, verse 18. We're going to look at a very important passage today, Psalm 119, verse 18, which, by the way, is also our memory verse for this week, so you're going to want to pay particular attention to this text. Now, I've asked Tom Holliday, who's not only my brother-in-law and a dear friend, he is a senior teaching pastor at Saddleback Church, to bring our devotional today. Tom's the author of Relationship Principles of Jesus and his new book, Love-Powered Parenting, which if you're a parent, you're going to want to get. Now, Tom, take us into this passage as we look at God's Word.
The verse we're looking at together today is Psalm 119, 18. Open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law. Now, you're seeing as we're going through these studies that we're doing a number of verses from Psalm 119, because, as you've heard before, it is a psalm that's all about the Word and the promises of God's Word in our lives. In fact, I want to see wonderful things in your law. If you read through Psalm 119 carefully, you'll see that there are, depending on the translation you look at, 8 different words that are used for the Bible in Psalm 119. The word law, the word statutes, the word precepts, the word decrees, commands, testimony, word, and promises. If you look at these, they're used by God for a reason. It's not like he didn't know what he was doing when he wrote Psalm 119. He's telling us with a different tone of meaning to each of these words how God's Word can work in our lives. It's like an 8-faceted diamond. God's saying, I want to work in your life. I want to do something in your life. And it's interesting, when you look through Psalm 119, only 3 of the 176 verses in the psalm don't mention one of those words. In this particular verse, Psalm 119:18, we see the word law. What does that word mean? What does it mean that I want to see wonderful things in your law? Because to a lot of people, the word law is a negative word. It's that thing in the Old Testament that's no longer any good. We don't do anymore. It's there only to condemn us. But that's not at all the idea of the law in the Scriptures. In fact, Jesus said, I did not come to abolish the law. I came to fulfill the law. So if you think that the law means a list of rules and regulations that I cannot keep, and that's all it means, you've missed the meaning of law. In fact, if you look closely in the Scripture, the word law, the meaning behind it, the Hebrew word Torah, is teacher. It's our teaching. It's our instruction. The law is given to teach us. What does the law teach us? If you look at the Ten Commandments, some of the most familiar law, it teaches us the holiness of God. It teaches us who we are in God's presence. You look at yourself and you think, I can't keep the Ten Commandments. And the truth is, I can't keep the Ten Commandments either. I'm an unholy person. But I can be taught by the Ten Commandments. I can learn the holiness of God as I learn what He has to say about how I should worship Him, how I should honor people in my life. And I can also learn something else. I can learn the unholiness of me. The law teaches us. It teaches us about who God is, and it teaches us about who we are. In fact, as you look through Psalm 119, through the Scripture, all these words are written to show us how God wants to work in our lives through His Word. He gives us the law to teach us. He gives us His precepts to focus us. He gives us His Word to speak life into us. He gives us His decrees to direct us. He gives us His commands to guide us. He gives us His promises to strengthen us. But for that to happen, I love the prayer in verse 18, open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your Word. All through Psalm 119, all through the Scripture, you can find prayers that are related to God's Word in your life. And this one, open my eyes that I may see. It might remind some of you of that old hymn, open my eyes that I may see wonderful things that you have for me. I want to see, Lord, things in your Word that relate to my life. But this verse, this promise, this prayer reminds us you need God's Spirit to see it. If I go through life thinking that by my logic, I'm going to figure out God's Word so that I can somehow apprehend God's truth, it's never going to happen. It's not by logic. But when I ask for His Spirit to reveal God's truth, wonderful things happen. Miracles happen in our lives. When your eyes are opened, God's Word becomes so many things in your life. It becomes your counselor, it becomes your guide, it becomes your director, it becomes all those things that we talked about earlier and all those words from God's Word. But for that to happen, my eyes have to be open, not by my logic. Oh, God's Word is logical many times. Sometimes it doesn't make human sense. But that's not how it's opened up to me. That's not how it's opened up to you. God's Word has opened up in my life through His Spirit. So how does that happen? How does God's Word get opened up to your life through His Spirit? This very prayer, this very psalm, open my eyes. When's the last time you prayed that prayer? Open my eyes that I can see wonderful things in your Word. Do you just open the Word and hope to see something? Or do you pray that brief prayer? That prayer of humility makes all the difference in the world. In fact, I'm going to close these few minutes together today by praying that prayer together. Would you pray it with me? Lord, we pray your Word. We pray this simple prayer. Open our eyes. Today, through this entire study, open our eyes, we pray, through your Spirit, so that we might see wonderful things in your Word. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.